Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
A couple comments here on meals when you were struggling. Guys.
God damn, man. Sorry.
Well, stop.
I can't stop.
Yes, you can.
Walk out there.
It would follow me. It's a bad fart. I'm sorry. And last time I tried to fart outside of the studio, it followed me in and trailed all the way across, and everyone was irritated.
Okay. Guys, bread, cheese, and bread. Yeah. Sure, grilled is good, but I'll take it prison style. Here's another. In college, a seven-layer and bean burrito was my go-to meal at Taco Bell, to the point where the lady behind the register called me the $2 man because the total was exactly $2. By the way, the seven-layer burrito, now $6.
Really?
I looked it up.
Damn.
At Taco Bell. Just plain butter and noodles and Parmesan cheese. That sounds like my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese with hot dogs cut up inside.
Sure, sure.
When we were kids, the times are tough. My mom would fry up a pound of ground beef, make a giant pot of rice, and then just mix them together. Sometimes we'd be lucky, have some soy sauce. Other times we were not. It wasn't easy, but I can't imagine the stress and pressure that my mom was under at the time. Here's a common one that I still think is delicious. Toast, butter, cinnamon, and sugar.
Oh, you can't go wrong, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just quick in the morning. I used to make toast with peanut butter. And
yeah.
That was my breakfast.
Perfectly good.
Well, remember, cinnamon sugar used to come in that one container and it had all the different characters on it, depending on the year.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Guys, my mom, her specialty was what the F casserole. We found whatever canned goods we had that sounded good together, added seasoning and cheese, popped it in the oven. Eventually, it was edible. And one more. I don't know if this qualifies as struggling, but if you remember Tinty Moore canned stew, I used to eat a whole lot of that. So our question, not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick ones from the text line. Says, years ago, I was surfing off the coast of Washington in January. Didn't prepare for camping in the rain. Used a fire log to start a fire. Well, once the fire was going, I cooked an oven-baked pizza over the fire. Ended up dropping the pizza into the fire. Ashes and all. I was so hungry, I ate it anyway. And he says it was good.
Well, I mean, typically if you get like a, a Neapolitan-style pizza, it's kind of burnt on the bottom anyway.
But typically
not
it doesn't
ash,
have...
Not ash still,
I know that, but
yeah,
I mean...
That's kind of the deal-breaker.
Yeah.
Someone here says, I used to eat hamburger helper. Without the hamburger, just straight up helper.
Does just fine on its own, Eddie.
And this one, I used to bury people at the city cemetery. One day we got out of the truck, and there was an unopened Snickers bar on the ground. I didn't have a lot of money, so I ate it, much to the chagrin of my coworkers. Kind of a strange thing to eat, but it was delicious.
I mean, if it's unopened.
It's unopened.
I mean, it's in the wrapper.
Yeah, somebody obviously dropped it out of their purse, or a kid dropped it.
Right. Like,
you're a worker at the cemetery. I say game on.
Yeah. Like the safest thing that you can just pick up and eat.
Off the ground,
yeah.
Yes. And I like this one. When I was homeless, I used to go to the KFC dumpster after they closed. Pretty good deal. Always a good meal.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, man.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, fellas?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, so I, back I don't want to date myself, but quite a few years ago, ex-girlfriend of mine used to work at Dick's in Queen Anne, and she was the manager, and she would close at the end of the night, and they would throw away everything that was left over from the end of the night, all the deluxes, specials, cheeseburgers, fries, all of it. So she got sick of just throwing it all away, and there would be me and my buddies partying at the end of the night, and she'd bring all of it home at the end of the night, about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. She'd bring about 20 to 30 Dick's Deluxes home with a couple pounds of fries for all of us to chow on.
Yeah. See, how awesome was that?
What was that?
So how awesome is that, man? That's the ultimate hookup when you're broke.
That was every night.
Okay. See, my thing is with Dick's, when by the time you get it home, the fries are soggy.
Yes.
All right.
Agreed.
So the Queen Anne location is the only Dick's, to my knowledge, where you could go in and sit down. So I've always thought to myself, I need to go inside of that Dick's location, sit down, and eat the food while it's hot. Because typically, if you eat the food at the place you bought it, it's going to be a lot better than bringing it home.
For sure.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-RUN.
You can eat it in your car. I mean, it is Dick's driving.
No, he refuses to eat fries in his car.
I don't eat in my car. I still don't eat them.
Even the fries.
No,
you know
no,
they're going to be cold when you get home. Just eat them.
I love DoorDash. You guys put a sticker on all your bags and food to keep people out of the fries. Love you for that. I know you're just trying to keep your driver from being tempted.
That's basically
it. I don't care. I want those stickers on the bag for me when I go there with my family and pick up food. I'm going to request a sticker on the bag.
I mean, you got a sticker, so they don't eat my food.
Put two on there. You know what I mean? Close that bad boy up. Keeps the fries hot.
Do you eat the loose fries in the bag, right? See, inevitably, a few fries fall out of the container. They're now just sitting in a bag. Like, those are fair game. They're gone.
Because when you reach in there, when you're driving, when the people are in the car, you get the smallest fry. Because they just dip into the one, you know, and by the time you get home, they take the big, heavy one. Hands are in the bottom getting all the fries they spilled out of mine. I'm like, this is part of the reason that I have a no-fry eating situation at all times.
So you're that dad?
I am.
You cannot eat the fries.
I mean, generally, you're right. I'm not saying you should eat in your car, but I mean, the one in Queen Anne does have a dining room, but they're literally called Dick's Drive-In. They were designed to grab it and you can eat it in your car.
Now, here's the difference. If I were to go to, a Burger Master, or maybe I have not been to a Sonic, but if they put the tray
on the side, right,
on the window like they used to, then I would be more inclined.
Does Burger Master do that?
Well, I don't know.
I see there's people there all the time. I see the one on Aurora all the time. People always there. I just never notice if you're eating in your car or if you're eating off the tray in the window. Because you're right, the tray makes a difference.
I used to be the thing at A&W. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
I'll do one more text here. This one cracks me up. It says, I once grabbed a half-eaten hot dog on a bun out of a trash can at a baseball game to get a girl to leave me alone.
Wow.
Damn. I mean, I guess that would do it.
Someone says, bring those fries home and put them in the air fryer. The whole reason I went out is not to cook.
I love Dick's. Dick's Burgers. Their fries, though, are...
They're not great.
I like them, but they're not crispy. No. Whereas, like, McDonald's, that's kind of their thing. It's a crisp fry. So, like, to me, Dick's, if you get, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But also, I don't mind. You're completely, you got to eat everything in the place.
Yeah. At that point, you know why you're there.
Yeah, of course.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Zach. Put it back on hold.
No, Zach.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Good afternoon, fellas. Well, me and my wife a couple years ago fell on hard times, and in Marysville, they have a store, Albertsons, and behind that, they would have, like, discarded pastries or what have you that following day or something like that they just couldn't sell, and there'd be big boxes of it. So me and my wife would go in there and swoop that up, and we have pastries for at least a couple few days, if not a week after.
What are you talking about, like croissants or just, muffins, anything from the deli?
Like donuts, muffins, croissants, anything, any kind of pastry, anything that was baked or anything like that would be in this one box, and we would just pick the whole box up and just go to our campsite and start grubbing.
Yeah, man, every time I go to the Fred Meyer, they've got all that baked stuff, and I'm like, do people really come in and buy all this stuff before it goes bad?
There's no way.
You know, section where they have bear claws and all that stuff, and very rarely do I buy anything out of there, but it's right by the deli and the bakery.
I mean, like, the QFC by us, they have Top Pot donuts, but I feel like During the week, they kind of, it's not that big of a deal, but on the weekends, you'll see them sitting in there.
Yeah, for sure. But even then, to Miles's point, like if I buy anything out of the bakery, it's not a lot of anything. Like, yeah. I might get two donuts, but like when you see how many donuts are there, it's like, they're going to throw all these away. You know they are. And I don't, what is the rule of most grocery stores? If it's like bakery stuff, is it
two
all
days?
Gone at the end of the day? Right. Like, how many days is bakery stuff
gone? I mean, I've seen that guy throwing out the donuts at a certain time. I don't know. Like a French baguette? Like, I mean, is it baked that day? I don't know.
I have no idea. That's the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Got to be heartbreaking when you see the donuts getting thrown out. Like, come on, man.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Woo! Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Oh, and I caught that reference, the old hamburger helper. That was from National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's right. Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't any. Tastes just fine on its own, I think.
Yeah. That was good. Okay, so when I was younger, we was the original dirty ghetto kids out in Tacoma. And so there used to be a Kmart on Pacific Avenue that we used to go behind on the way home from school. And we rolled through there one day, and there must have been 1,000 boxes of those Russell samplers, kind of like Whitman samplers, chocolate boxes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and so they were throwing them out because they were expired, you know, but I didn't think chocolate went bad. And so we were there till about 2 a.m. making tracks back and forth to this dumpster at Kmart. And we took every single one of those boxes home. It was a labor of love. We went ahead and we ate chocolate every day, all day. And then when we got tired of the chocolate, we started taking them to school. And back then it was like $1.85 for lunch. And so everybody would take $2. So we started selling these boxes of chocolates off for $2 a piece. I was selling them to teachers. I was selling them to students. And it was good until the parents got involved and said, why aren't my kids eating lunch? And why are they coming home with full boxes of Russell samplers? And that ended that adventure right there.
How long did you have your open place marketplace going on there?
2 weeks.
All right.
2.5 weeks.
Okay.
I ate out of the trash another time, if y'all want to hear it.
Sure.
All right. So I was at my in-law's house, and I was in the kitchen by myself. I look over in the trash, and there's an eclair on a paper doily, had one bite out of it. So what do? You reach in the trash, you take a bite. And I got caught by my mother-in-law.
All the worst.
What does she say when she sees this?
Well, if you want to know what she says, that really didn't happen to me. That was a Seinfeld episode, and it happened to George.
All right, I was going to say, that sounded very familiar, because then he was, like, banished.
I'm telling you, that's awesome, man.
Well, you know,
at least it wasn't a chocolate pop.
No. Like I said, it is hard to pass up a good donut.
Or just
because, I mean, seriously, man, you look in the trash. I don't know that I'd have been above it. Like, there's one bite missing. Still, I'm eating it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, like, it's a perfectly good donut. I really like donuts.
We had our freshman crew. We still had friends who were still in high school.
Yeah.
So even though we had our own apartment, there were tons of friends that we had that were still, you know, seniors in high school, but still would have parties. So we go to this party one night, and we're coming back in the car, and Tim Cottrell says, hey, I got candy bars. And we're like, sweet, you have candy bars? He's like, yeah, man, I got candy bars. So we went to these people's homes. I can't remember whose house it was, but anyway, so we get in the living room, and Tim whips out this box, and they're the big ass chocolate bars that you sell for like Little League or Band. These, and I said, Timmy, where did you get those? And he said, oh, I went into such and such's little brother's bedroom,
stole them
and to smoke weed, and there was the candy bars. So I took the candy bars. I'm like, oh my God, man. Like, he's
got to pay for them.
His parents, somebody's going to have to pay for this. He's like, I don't care. So he starts eating a candy bar. Then all the other guys I live with, I'm taking a candy bar. And I was like, you need to take those back. I'm like, this is ethically, this is messed up. And of course, then at 2 o'clock in the morning, next thing you know, I'm like, ah, Fred.
Right. Candy bars. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
I'm like, Jesus, man. You stole, like, whatever. I mean, The box itself was probably, and I'm not kidding you, the value of it was at least $20.
Oh, easy.
To $30.
Easy. I mean,
a lot of money back then.
I was going to say, as you got older, some of them, like by the time I was in high school, feel like those mint meltaway ones were like $50 a box.
They were ridiculous.
They were easier to move.
I was like, I cannot.
But they were also so good that you had to like stop your friends or like I had to stop my brother or my dad. Right. But I mean, I'm saying, but like, I know I can cover the five if I eat it.
Well,
but you come home and my dad's just munching on them. I'm like, come on.
Oh, my dad would get so pissed, man. We had to do it twice, I want to say, when I was in high school. And, you know, my parents were like, look, man, don't eat it. I'm like, I'm not going to eat it. Sure enough, an hour later, I'm like three bars deep. Anyway, I had to go to them to get the money and to cover the cost. My father was so pissed off.
Okay, so the story's not over, all right? So we're all eating a candy bar, and Tim's like, and he was the guy who was couch surfing. He's like, I'm still hungry. I'll tell you what I'll do. Pizza Stop is not, you know, going to be closed until 2. I'm going to order us a couple pizzas real quick.
All right.
We're like, and he's never stepped up. He's never stepped up for anything. And he reaches into his coat pocket, and he's got the manila envelope that was the money from the candy bar.
Oh, Jesus, man.
So he just robbed that kid.
Well, that was in the box. Okay.
That's where you kept it.
Right.
Right. Not thinking about that, Tim pulled. I'm like, you took the money from the candy bars, too?
How old was this kid?
He's like, well, I took the box, and then when I opened the box in the car, I realized, you know, the money's in there. So.
Did you order pizza?
Yes. Yes.
So not morally wrong, but I enjoyed chocolate and pizza.
So many levels. Just like, Jesus, man. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Libby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys. Hola.
Hola.
First-time caller.
Well, thank you.
So I have a funny story that my whole family is incredibly frugal to begin with. So anytime, any leftover always gets eaten, everything like that. So we eat a lot of random stuff. And one time, my brother and I, we would have these parties at my dad's house, and we couldn't drink in the house because we were underage. So we had a little campfire. We'd go down in the woods and, you know, party with our buddies and stuff. And usually cook us some hot dogs and whatnot and whatever. So we did that one night. I got blackout drunk. I don't remember much, but my brother and I were going to go into town the next day. So I'm walking down the stairs from my bedroom, and he just looks at me, and I was wearing khakis, and he's like, are you seriously going to wear that into town? And I was like, why? Why not? I looked down. I had ketchup and mustard all over my pants, like smeared everywhere. And I was like, oh, crap. What happened? Well, you were eating a hot dog last night. And I was like, oh, really? Well, what exactly, you know, why is it all over me? And he said, well, you dropped it on the ground, dropped it on yourself, dropped it everywhere. And then I was like, oh, well, did I eat the hot dog? Like, that was my biggest concern, that it went to waste. He's like, well, of course you ate the hot dog. Like, it was covered with pine needles and leaves, but you still ate it. I was like, oh, my God, of course. That's
sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's better than hair. I'm sorry, like, when you drop something on the ground, like, if there's a few pine needles, a couple of leaves, I'm like, all right, I'm okay with this. Somebody drops something on your own floor, and you're like, why is there so much hair in this? Because when I look at my floor, there is no hair. But if you drop something even reasonably moist on the ground and pick it up, any hair that's in your house has stuck to it.
I also had those hot dogs, man, with a, I don't know if it was a lean on my grill or whatever, but they would just kind of start
rolling off,
finding their way off. And if they'd hit the ground, man, I'd just take the tongs and pick them up and burn the grass off of them and put it right back on.
Yeah.
I figure if it's a charcoal grill, who cares, right?
I mean, if it's a gas grill, I don't care. If it rolls in the grass, but I'm with Thrill.
It's not about your floor, to me, is worse than the ground outside, as messed up as that is.
Well, no, a lot of apartments I'm saying,
if it falls in the yard, I'm fine.
Mm. Right, and a lot of apartments have just carpet everywhere.
Oh, God.
So you were eating out in front of the TV, and you drop something on the floor. It's like, well, that's done.
I will say, you know, growing up, everyone had wall-to-wall carpeting, and I've always loved blow pops. As a child, I probably had more fuzzy blow pops than anyone I know. Because inevitably, you dropped it on the floor, and you picked it up before your parents would notice. But so you couldn't pull the hair off because your parents start yelling at you. So you just had to stick this hairy-ass blow pop back in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's always my go-to. Did you drop your blow pop? No, man. I didn't drop it.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I grew up in Southeast Portland, and there wasn't a whole lot of food to eat just because of neglect and parental, you know, too busy drinking or drugs or whatever. But I had a buddy that lived around the corner who was like special needs, and we went to school together, and he was cool. So I was over there one day, and he was like, hey, man, I got some food off in the garage. And I was like, yeah, man, let's go dig in. And he digs into this big bag of kibble, like dog food. And I was so hungry, and he was so hungry. He was like, yeah, man, I'll give that a dip. So we dipped in together, and I got to tell you, man, different pieces have different flavors. I'm not cool with it, but I have eaten dog food to get by as a kid.
Okay.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, brother. Right. That's I do remember trying a dog biscuit for the first time, and sadly, me and my buddies were like, this really isn't that bad.
No. Did you ever told, like, a girlfriend that story? Like, that's all you have to explain.
Right.
As far as your girlfriend. I think that story pretty well explains a lot as far as maybe why you don't talk to your parents anymore.
Right.
Maybe why you don't go to Portland, you know?
Like, yeah, there's several stories that I've told my wife, and that's one of them where she kind of gets the baseline of where I'm coming from, and also, my parents are not in the picture. I can't keep them around. That's not a thing.
Well, not if you have to go to your neighbor's house to eat dog food to survive.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, I learned. I was on my feet pretty early.
So what do you do now for a living?
I'm an IT consultant. So okay. I kind of made myself based on military and based on self-study and based on a lot of stuff. But, man, you know, I'm the first one to eat leftovers from the fridge. I mean, that's a dad's job.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that, dude.
That's a hell of a climb, dude.
I feel like with family members, you're more apt to eat, like, leftover stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you can do it with kids all the time. It's like, well, man, it's a dino nugget.
Right.
And I did it to my brother this weekend, right? He wanted to get taco time. But about halfway through one of his soft burritos, he's like, ah, I don't want it anymore. So, like, after he went to bed, I was like, wow, I can use another little half soft burrito.
They are not small.
Right. And he hadn't thrown it out. He just left it on the counter. Now, I still had a whole burrito in my bag, but I was like, if I eat his half, I could save that burrito for tomorrow.
That's thinking.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less.
Wow.
On the way at 4:30, our question, not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. A couple of others here. Spaghetti in tomato soup. Honestly, sauce is just as cheap, but that's what my mom made when we were poor, and I grew to like it.
I can understand it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to be the best that you've had, but I can get it. It's going to taste just like spaghetti.
Spaghetti and tomato soup. When I was living large, steak 'em cheesesteaks on white bread. That was the highlight of my week, if I could afford it.
I used to love steak 'ems when I was a kid, and then we bought them. And the last couple of years, we're like, ooh, we'll do homemade cheesesteaks. They taste like grease and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also now you could buy like the actual shredded beef in that.
Why would we do that?
I'm with you though. I have thought about it, but I have seen a few people say and post.
Just don't do it, man.
Cans of Chef Boyardee lasagna. I ate so much of it 40 years ago, I no longer have any desire to eat any kind of lasagna ever again.
Nice.
I can't live in a world where I don't eat lasagna.
Did you ever eat Chef Boyardee stuff just out of the can?
Yeah. And I figured it out when I was a kid. Like, why even heat it up?
Well, when they made the microwave containers with the dots on the top, like the holes, that was a game changer.
Yeah, and I just remember, I don't know, there was times in your high school or after that, you're just like, at 7-Eleven late at night. Like, let's grab a can of mini raviolis.
Well, I need chicken noodle soup, whatever they had in there. Hormel chili. Cans of baked beans on bread with a little bit of butter. Another person said baked beans and sliced hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And for one infamous week, all I had was a loaf of white bread and a jar of pepperoncinis. Our question, not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So when I was in high school, one time I looked under my desk and went, "Ooh, a piece of gum," and pulled it off and stuck it in my mouth.
No, no, God damn, man.
I know. So then the people next to me went, "Oh, that was probably your gum that you just put it there." Didn't believe me. I'm like, "Okay, pick one out from under your desk." So I'd pull it off and stick it in my mouth, start chewing it, and I still couldn't tell you why I did it this day, other than just to prove to people, like, "Oh, I'm a tough guy. Nothing bothers me. Nothing grosses me out." And this would have been like in the mid '80s before Elf came out, so it was one of my own original incompetent ideas.
I was going to ask, were you like one of the kids in school? I went to school with a kid named Donald Wade, and if you could get $2 together, all of us chipping in, he would eat pretty much anything yet. Glue, a bee, grass, dirt, it didn't matter. Were you that guy, or did you just have this one day with the gum?
No, I would do it on a dare. I wouldn't even need people to pay me. Another time, someone had thrown out some mac and cheese in a parking lot that you could tell had been run over. I'm like, "Hey, the fork's still there." Took a bite of it.
Okay. And so you're just, it was shock value.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, just to prove that nothing bothered me and that kind of stuff.
I think people believe today,
today what I know about this disease, you know, if I get a cold and I'm messed up for a day now, I'm like, I would not even think of doing that for again.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Of the gum that you ate from the bottom of the desk, did any of it still have flavor?
Barely. It more just tasted like rubber.
Yeah, okay.
Because I looked at him, and it was my logic that if it was dried out, probably anything that was in there that would hurt me is probably dead already.
Oh, trust me. I know some TikToker, and I know they just took a pressure washer to the wall of gum.
Gum wall.
I know. Oh, yeah. The gum wall. I know.
Wait, they blew all the gum off the wall?
Just like a week ago or something.
They do it every couple of years, but they blew it all off. But I know for a fact someone is on video pulling a piece of gum off of that wall and eating it just for the shock value of it.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's had to happen.
So they.
I was just looking it up to confirm the same thing, right? Because they just cleaned it again. Like, I don't know why people love that so much.
What, the gum wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People chewing gum?
Well, I mean, I guess it's just like if you're chewing gum and instead of spitting out, stick it on this wall and no one's going to say anything to it. I remember the first time I saw it and I'm like, it's exactly what people said it is. It is a wall full of chewed gum.
Yeah, like the troll. I go, all right.
Yeah.
Unique. I still don't fathom it. Been here for 20 years. Gum wall. I'm like, gross.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
So this is going to go down memory lane for anybody, I think, in Washington. It may be in other states, but 70s, 80s, there was a restaurant called Farrell's, and parents would take their kids there for the giant birthday parties, and they would serve a community bowl of ice cream. And basically, that thing was a Petri dish of cold, flu, later years, probably some cold sores, maybe even some herpes. Nowadays, that restaurant wouldn't even be able to exist. It was just, in retrospect, absolutely disgusting.
Was this for like kids' birthday parties and just special occasions?
Yeah, it was it was kind of the original flair restaurant. It had all the tchotchkes on the wall and stuff like that. And the serving staff would dress up as the old like barkeeps with the striped shirts and the black pants and stuff like that. It was all fanfare. You know, Red Robin kind of is a very, very, very tame version of it, you know, when they'd sing happy birthday, but this was just absolutely huge. And it was, the bowl was like larger than the top of the Stanley Cup. That kind of gives you an idea of what it was. Yeah. It had a pedestal, a neck.
Did they bring it out in like a hubcap?
No, it was more like the top of the Stanley Cup. Literally, it was pretty ornate. Had a pedestal to it, a little bit of a neck, and this giant bowl. And my parents pulled out a picture a couple years ago of me and a bunch of buddies all around this thing with our spoons that we know we didn't eat clean every time we took a bite, and just shoved it right back in that bowl and ate it. And it was just, yeah.
But you can't double dip, right? That's what I mean. If you eat a chip.
You doubled, quadrupled, quintupled, octupled, dipped your spoon in that ice cream. Because it thrill. It was probably, I would say, depending on the size, it was probably proportionate to how many people were in the party. So I would say 20, 30 scoops of ice cream.
Good God.
Well, we had one that was like 12. And so, but it was still, it was out of our price range. It was still expensive. But they put bananas in there. They would put whatever toppings you wanted on top of it. But it was like four people or five people would sit there. And it wasn't really a challenge. It was just like, here's a giant sundae for four people.
Yeah. And you just ate it.
It was like a giant banana split, I guess you could say. Whipped cream, fudge, chocolate syrup, all that stuff. It was just, gross.
All right, let me ask you this, Matt, because I am a fan of the hot fudge sundae. And there was a point in my life where probably once every 2 weeks, my dad would take me to Friendly's, not because he loved me, but he too loved hot fudge sundaes. When is the last time you've actually had a hot fudge sundae?
So I'm in my 50s now. I probably at least once a month. I go to Baskin Robbins. It's the same three scoops, whipped cream, nuts, and hot fudge.
Really? Damn.
Yep. Okay.
All right. I'm in my 50s, too. I was probably in my 20s the last time I had a hot fudge sundae.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Man, that's a good question.
I love them.
That's what I'm saying. It's so good. They are tremendous, and I don't think
I had one last week.
Really?
It wasn't hot fudge. It was hot Hershey chocolate syrup.
Whichever. Sure.
Close enough for me.
Where'd you get this? Did you do it at home?
No, I went to 7-Eleven, and they had vanilla ice cream, and they had Ready Whip, and they had that chocolate crab.
So you're just like, all right.
I'm going to, like, sometimes go in there and get a root beer and some vanilla ice cream to make a root beer float. But I was on a sundae cake that night. I knew I had some caramelized, sugary...
like pecans or something?
Something that was just, walnuts or whatever the deal was. I'm like, I am making it.
I need a hot fudge sundae. We're taking my daughter out tonight for dinner. You know, that's her birthday. I do not believe that this place will have a hot fudge sundae, but I'm going to push this narrative on to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, they still sell them at McDonald's, right?
Do they?
And they're not bad.
They have to.
They're not bad.
They have, right?
No, they're not bad at all.
Damn, because kids always want to go to McDonald's. I never do, but the next time they go, I'm like, get me a hot fudge sundae.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of interesting texts, each from the same person. So it says, when I was younger, my family went to the beach. And I ate a crab leg that was between a couple of logs.
Jesus.
Oh. And then their next text, my uncle bet my cousin $5 to take a bite out of a beached jellyfish. He did it. Then out of pure curiosity, my uncle took a chomp as well. I think I would take the crab leg over the jellyfish.
Your mouth might swell shut.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Live or dead, I don't know if that stuff is still poisonous. I'm assuming it is.
Well, I don't think they eat the tentacles, right? So you just,
right, just
how
eat
do
the
you
cap.
Know? It's a blob.
You just eat the gooey part
eat
of the
cap. Yeah.
Eat the cap. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Come on, Miles, you idiot.
I don't know what
you
part
don't know
of,
to eat if I don't, beach I don't know if, jellyfish.
I don't know what part of that touches you to, get the sting on, but I'm assuming most of the jellyfish is
the tentacles. No, it's the tentacles.
All right.
You got little stingers on there. I can't wrap my head around what that tastes like. I can't even wrap my head around what the consistency would be.
I can tell you the consistency. When I was working in restaurants, when we started doing calamari, right? Calamari shows up. Chef says, look, all you got to do is clean out the tubes. No big deal.
Sure.
There's a little spine in there, which looks like a clear piece of plastic, which is odd. Mm-hmm. But something fell in my hand. And I'm looking. It looks like somebody did a snot rocket in my palm, right? So I'm not cool. I walk up to my chef with my hand out, and I'm like, what the F is this? He said, well, where did it come from? I said, inside of the goddamn squid I'm cleaning out. It's like, oh, it's a jellyfish. So it didn't bug me after I knew what it was, but the consistency is like a real thick booger. Picture like a loogie.
Oh.
Seriously. I mean, that's what they are, man. And this thing, and like, and when you get the
squid. Sounds like you're holding like a handful of jelly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a jellyfish.
It's a jellyfish, but it feels more like snot than jelly, right? I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I thought, man, it tastes like boogers.
Can we replace oysters with it?
It's
not. We do oyster shooters. Thick. Like, why not just have a little jellyfish in there?
You know what? You could.
A little zap in
it's
there.
It's not quite as thick as an oyster, but it's not awesome.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah.
Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
amigos.
Hola.
So you guys are familiar with FFA, right? The Future Farmers of America.
Sure. You got the purple jackets with the yellow lace.
Yeah. I used to have a neighbor. He was into it. And every year they would raise a pig for charity or, you know, they would feed it, take care of it, go to the fairs, and then afterwards they would butcher it and get bacon. So they used to go to the local, like you guys were talking about, the day-old store, like Wonder Bread and all that. They would go with a pickup truck every other day and literally fill the whole back bed full of whatever didn't sell. It didn't matter what it was. Sometimes it would have a little mold on it. I mean, there was donuts, there was bread, everything you could buy at the store. And they would feed this to the pigs. And I tell you, that's some of the best tasting bacon I've ever had.
I bet. Yeah. There was a story this past week. It's a follow-up to a story, but a little girl had a pet goat.
Okay.
All right.
And she took this to, like, the California Fair equivalent of the area that they had. And
oh, yeah.
So, but if the animal won, it had to be donated to either the farm or the slaughterhouse or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
All right.
So her goat wins, but it's her pet.
Right.
And they're like, please, do not kill it. And she's crying and everything else. Like,
yeah. I don't think she knew what the end result was supposed to be.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they just won $300,000 against whoever they sued because they slaughtered this goat the next day.
Yeah, I vaguely remember the
story. But, I mean, her parents had to know when they entered her in.
I don't know if they did or not. I'm not sure.
I vaguely remember the story, not the follow-up part, but the when it originally went down. Yeah, it won whatever it won. And when they took it away from her, she's freaking out, right? Because she had no idea that the
goat's going to slaughter. Not only would the animal not come back to her,
right,
but also that the animal would go to slaughter.
And right, and so the next day it was gone.
In 24 hours. I mean, that thing is butchered up. It's cut up. It's
That's a tough conversation to have with a kid, man.
Not proud, but I once ate her. You Steve Blank, 206-803-ROCK.
You know, like, our dog has died. Not the current one, obviously. But I didn't explain to the kids what happens and it goes on. But if I'd said, oh, well, it's in the back of a pickup truck, it's going to be slaughtered. Right. Like, they would lose their mind.
We might see it on a Thanksgiving table
right,
somewhere.
Exactly. Down Jesus. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
Abby? Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
So, I think it was in 2000, I got tired of riding the ferry because I had a season's pass up to go skiing at Stevens from Bainbridge. And my lease was up, so I decided to go up there and see if there was any jobs or anything. Anyways, went up there and one day found a job and a house, moved up there, and I had this awesome dog at the time that was a Black Lab Staffordshire Terrier mix. Uh-huh. It was like the best mix of both, just a beast, but super friendly. And being a chef of 35 years, I always knew how to figure out like what was waste and what was not, and I'd make him his own dog food, so he ate really well. But I kept backups of dry food and like canned dog food. So one night I was pretty stoned, actually, came home and he was all excited to eat, and I realized that I only had so much. I was like, all right, we can use one of these canned foods, mix it with the dry food. And for whatever reason, he got so excited about this liver and potato and carrot canned wet food that they had. And me being all buzzed up, I figured, hey, what's he getting so excited about? I'm not going to give him anything I won't eat. So I tried it. And oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Good or bad?
Bad. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten actual liver and onions, but it left this oily, nasty, metallic liver onion flavored paste in my mouth for like 5 days.
Jesus. Well, I mean, I would thrill. I've eaten a dog biscuit, but right. Wet dog food.
No.
Well, I heated it up to, you know, to be safe, but I've been in kitchens long enough. I'm probably not going to get food poisoning, but this weird paste that just wouldn't go away no matter how much I brushed my teeth and gargled, it just wouldn't go away. And the worst part is the day after I did that was my second day of running lead at this new kitchen, and I had to talk with all these managers. And like, I didn't want to look anybody in the face and talk to them because I could smell it myself and I could taste it.
Yeah, man, that is bad.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
You can eat it up. That's still wet dog food.
Yeah, no, look, it's still dog food. We, one of the restaurants I worked in, we had a bartender that no one liked. And when you work in the kitchen, you put up staff meal. So we'd warn the wait staff, like, look, we're going to put this dish up. Do not eat it. It's Alpo dog food. Right? And we mixed it with, like, noodles or something like that. So we put this thing up. Everyone lines up with their plates, but they let the bartender go first. And he gets this big old scoop. And he's just crotchety and mean for no reason all the time, right? So anyway, he goes down. He's setting up his bar. Comes back in, like, 10 minutes. His plate is clean. He scoops another scoop of this crap, slaps it down. Now, I don't know if this is an insult or not, but he looks at us and is like, probably the best staff meal you guys put together. And I'm like, you know what?
Thanks.
Don't even tell him. Don't even tell him. Enjoy your Alpo, bro.
Enjoy it. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, back when I was around, like, 17, 18, could not afford food, as most people of that age cannot. And you'd be able to order food from, you can order food from delis at any grocery store, and they don't charge you for the food. They can charge you for the food at the deli, but you can also pay for it at the check stand.
Right. They just put the sticker on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Most of them are wise to the fact that people will walk out of the food. So what I would do is I would just load up a grocery cart full of toilet paper, laundry detergent, non-perishables that they can just put back. And I would walk up to the deli with that cart as a disguise, I guess. And I would just order a X ton of fried chicken or Chinese food. Whatever it was that they had it in that particular deli, and just walk right out with $50 worth of food. I do that once a week and just bounce around to various grocery stores in my area, and they never caught on until one day I decided to add a bottle of bourbon to my theft, and that kind of raised some flags on the door security guard, and he asked for my receipt, and there happened to be police there as well, and that was kind of the end of me doing that.
Yeah. Did you actually get arrested, or were you just given a warning?
I was put in cuffs, because apparently there are laws around stealing alcohol. Just shoplifting in general is generally just passed off. But if you're stealing alcohol, there are stricter laws.
Yeah, there definitely are.
And
his phone died.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Where did he call? From the bottom of a well?
I'm not sure.
I was the one to get last.
He sounded like he was underwater.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room. Justin, right, what did you eat?
Every once in a while when I'm digging, when my daughter was younger, we had chickens. I used to throw two worms to the chickens. One time I kind of threw a couple in my mouth just to see what my daughter would do. Every once in a while, I'm still digging, I do the same thing. Just pick them up, wipe them off, throw them in my mouth, and eat them.
Worms?
Worms. Brown worms, like earthworms.
All right, what is the closest description you can give to what they taste like?
Very wet spaghetti.
Oh, God. Oh. All right.
Yeah, that is
very wet spaghetti. Jesus. Oh, he said, once in a while, I'll still eat a worm.
Why?
I mean, I've eaten one on a bet fishing.
Sure.
But I wouldn't eat it just for fun.
No. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Korean for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.